The Crows travelled to Sydney last Saturday night and unfortunately didn't get the job done. Our next guest is Tom Lynch and he was amongst the better players. He's brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Tom, thanks for joining us. Did you see that performance coming in any way, shape or form?
No, certainly not from our side of things anyway. We knew they were going to come and give great effort. They've had a big week and as a club, and we knew that they were going to bring a fierce contest, but on our half anyway, we certainly didn't bring what was required for a game of AFL footy.
One of the things that I think that stood out the most is just some of the numbers from the game. And I guess first and foremost, for a team that was so dominant, you're only able to lay 37 tackles. How could you explain that?
Yeah, the game was certainly played on their terms. And I mean, just in that specific aspect of the tackles, I feel as if, you know, we only laid 37, as you said, but, their ability to be strong in the contest and let their arms free and handballs to another receiver was quite elite. So we probably attempted quite a few more than 37, but, you know, we just needed to stick more tackles, which we weren't able to do. But an area I feel that we've improved as a football club this year, which just on the weekend, obviously, was a pretty poor performance.
Mm. I'd agree with that, Tommy. I think the tackling of the group has been outstanding this year, and it is about intent tackling, and it probably reflected right across the board. Their work rate, their outnumbering, the pressure that you could put on them, they just, as you said, especially through the midfield, were just all over you guys.
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, the likes of Kennedy and Jack and Hannabury, and they're really quality players, and they displayed that the other day. And I spoke about it before, just their ability to get their hands free and link up and spread from stoppage was first class, and something we're going to have to rectify and improve this week going forward.
What about physically? Did you feel all right going into the game? Just towards the end of the game, there looked to be a lot of players who just looked really spent. Yeah, Sam Jacobs was one in particular, just looked like he didn't have much left in the tank. Is that the culmination of a really solid both physical and emotional month, or is it just a case of the opposition being too good and running you off your feet?
Yeah, I think more the latter there, Vix. Certainly we're right in the right headspace and really well prepared from our fitness staff going into the game. But they certainly did that to us in the way they played their footy, and they certainly played it on their terms. And when you're chasing around all night, it can certainly have an effect. So we just weren't able to get our hands on the footy as well as we would have liked, and that had a flow-on effect to probably how we played for the night.
Bloody Kurt Tippett. Now, did anyone get into him verbally or physically, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I haven't asked around just yet, but being at the other end of the ground, it was a little bit difficult. But, it's hard to sledge him when he played pretty well. So, he's a Sydney player now, and, we're more focused about what we've got on our list.
Hey, it must have been disappointing. The midfield has been such a strength of Adelaide, particularly the last couple of wins, but just got absolutely smoked in the centre square through the clearances, but also just those numbers of some of the players you mentioned, well on top in the middle.
Yeah, and they're a really proud group and a real quality group, and the cornerstone of our side. So I've got no doubt that they'll turn that around this week, which is going to be a big game for the club. But, they weren't alone. You know, all areas on the ground, we let ourselves down. And we're going to have to rectify it pretty quickly with a bit, as I said, big game this Friday night against Richmond, because season's still well and truly alive.
I guess from a player's perspective, that's probably a good thing. You've got a short week this week. Whenever you have a horrible performance, you probably want to get out there as soon as you can to rectify that.
Yeah, you're spot on. And, that's so evident. And, what better way to do it in front of full house on the Friday night this week at Adelaide Oval. So, we'll certainly recover and do what we have to do to prepare ourselves for a big performance this Friday night.
That was a goal of Matty Wright's, wasn't it? You were right there, Tommy. How'd they get that one wrong?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I mean, being there live, I didn't know really what happened, but he was pretty certain that he kicked it. So, I think I was just naturally trying to set up just in case it wasn't, but he was saying, no, don't set up. I've definitely kicked it. So, it's an interesting one, but Matty's pretty adamant that he got a total, but that's all it's all irrelevant now, and wouldn't have really had an impact on the game.
fans were frustrated watching that game. One caller in particular in the 5AA commentary box, me, was frustrated calling it. How frustrating was it playing that game? And just on that, how is your on-field leadership coming on as a group, Tommy?
Yeah, I reckon it's an aspect that we've really improved and an area where we're still growing. You know, it was a frustrating night, and you know, but it was ourselves that let us down in that area. So, you know, we've certainly got a lot of areas which we need to improve on, and we weren't able to do that on the night. You know, whilst the game was going on, and that's an area which, you know, probably we feel a bit let down with, but you know, we're certainly going to rectify that. I know that for sure.
You got a new skipper in Tex. From the outside, he looks like he's been fantastic for you, but you said it's improved, the leadership. How has it?
Oh, I think Tex's elite standards and qualities he brings as a leader in terms of, you know, everyone follows him, and he's, you know, he's very strong, but also leads by example is something which is outstanding for the group. And, you know, everyone, you know, has their own sort of aspects of leadership which they bring to the group. And, you know, we just encourage each and every one of us to display those. And but it's that one that you said, you know, in games you need to be able to implement that, and we just haven't been able to do that thus far.
Is he, and has he got the confidence, not that you've got to give everybody rockets, but there's times where a leader really needs to pull a bloke aside and hit him between the eyes. He's confident in doing that, Big Tex?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not going to go on record saying, you know, exactly what Texas qualities are in two depths, but, you know, he is a great captain, and we certainly all look up to him.
Excellent.
And, he's been fantastic this year, and he's going to be fantastic going forward. So, you know, we've got great trust in Tex to be our captain, and, you know, we really enjoy playing underneath him.
We love the big fella.
Tommy, half-time, you were pretty much blown out of the water up until then. Looked in the second half, the message was something along the lines of, let's get the ball moving a bit quicker and let's take a few more chances. Was that something that Campo talked about?
Yeah, we had to win the ball first and foremost, but, you know, it was an area game where we were a fair way behind, so we had to go out there and play an attacking style of football, and, you know, I thought at patches we did it, but we just let ourselves down as well in certain times where we kick a goal and they kick one back straight away, so, you know, that's an area we need to improve on, and, hopefully that doesn't happen too often again.
Now, we gave you second best. That's got to be helping your contract negotiations there. Tell me, how are they coming on, mate?
I think that's a little bit of Bix, my old coach, looking after me there. It's nice of him, but, I mean, that's a topic which my manager and the club will sort out, hopefully, and, I don't really have much more to say about that, but, they're in talks, and hopefully that can sort itself out.
Obviously not distracting you at all, Tommy. Your form's still there, and you're getting counsel from Paddy D, how to handle all the pressure.
it's one of those aspects of the game which is inevitable, and, you know, my job is to go out there and try to improve and perform as a footballer each week and do my best for the club, so that's never going to change, and, you know, hopefully, as you said, with the contract, that can sort itself out. But, you know, football's my most important thing.
No, good man. And you know I'm cheeky, Tommy, so I've got a little cheeky one in here.
I do.
You're not waiting for see what your good mate Paddy D does before you commit, do you?
No comment.
It's not
going to
be a package deal. I'm trying.
No comment, Roy.
Good answer, Tommy.
You know, that was coming as well.
We love you here, mate. You're not going anywhere.
You just wanted to see how much is left in the bank, that's all. And if you might get another couple of zeros.
Tommy, leave the joke to Roy, Vic.
Yeah, exactly. You're sorry, mate. Look, big game for you. I think one of the things that's probably come out and the last couple of weeks when people have looked at the sides you've beaten and the sides you haven't been able to get it done against, and you've struggled to beat those top quality sides. So you haven't beaten a side within the top six. Richmond are certainly one of those, and really to really solidify your spot in the finals, it's going to have to be Richmond or West Coast or someone like that you're going to have to take a win from. So I'm guessing this week's as good as any.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, as I said earlier on, our season's well and truly alive, and you know, this week's such a huge game for our season. You can't look too far ahead at working out how many games you've got to win. You've got to win the next one. So that's how we look at it. And you know, we'll go out there this week and give a strong performance because you know, we really want to make something special from this year. And we've worked really hard thus far, but we've got a lot of work to do to really give ourselves the best shot, as you said, of that final spot. So you know, can't look too far ahead. And as I said, our next game is the most important one. So I know the boys are going to respond this week and put a really good performance in.
Yeah, well, Tom, thanks for having a chat with us. We do sense in your voice that there's some determination there. We travelled back on the plane with the players and they were certainly devastated with their performance. So we can't wait for this Friday night to see the response that you put out on the park.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Tommy Lynch there, a super important component of that forward group. Well, in actual fact, it doesn't function without him.
Look, he's a very important... Look, he's the work rate. He's the pack horse, for want of a better term. Yeah. He works up and down the ground. He's that conduit between half-back and half-forward. And as you saw on the weekend, he also has the ability to kick a goal. Three goals and three goal assists. So
Number one in the club for goal assists. He's knocked off 30 bets.
Yeah, he's a very important player for the Adelaide Football Club. His name is Tom Lynch.